Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Inspiration Rising. Dave Trotter here. So excited that you are here with me for this special episode. If you are a coach, life coach, business coach, health coach, your mama's coach, any kind of coach, or an author, or an entrepreneur who wants to get your message out, which you do, of course. I mean, if you're a business owner, you want to spread the word about what you do, who you are, all the things. I'm going to tell you that appearing on podcast is one of the best ways to do that. It is free. Yes, absolutely free to appear on podcast. It takes some work to pitch yourself or get the word out there. But when you appear on a podcast, you are seen as an industry leader. You have the opportunity to share your message, and you always have an opportunity to pitch yourself in some form or fashion. So I'm going to tell you, I love podcasts. It is a great way to spread the word about what you're doing, but it's also a great way to network with other people in your industry or in the world at large. So if you have not thought about appearing on podcast as a way to spread the word about your life, your business, I'm going to encourage you to be thinking about that. And today, I'm specifically giving you do's and don'ts on how to pitch yourself to be on podcast. I have personally been on, I think, 50 plus podcasts in the last couple of years. And let's see, I've also had over 200, and today's the 213th episode of Inspiration Rising. So I've had lots of guests on here, and I've been pitched hundreds of times for people to appear on the podcast. I get pitches every single day, and I'll tell you that I turn down about 9 out of 10 people. And I do actually respond to every single person who pitches themselves to be on the show. Even podcast pitch PR companies, I respond to everyone. And people are always blown away. They're like, wow, thank you so much for responding. Why do I know that's helpful? Because I pitch myself and it goes into a black hole sometimes and you never hear from anyone. They get a lot of pitches. They don't have time to respond to everybody. I get it. But I am the kind of person who wants to respond. And I simply say, thank you so much for this opportunity, but we are going to pass. And then I'll sign my name. I just want them to know, like, check me off the list for this person. It's not a good fit. I'm not interested in moving forward. That's my style. All right. Now, for you, as you're pitching yourself, you've got to be prepared to not only be turned down like that, but also just not get any responses because some people don't respond like I do. You got to be prepared for that. And it's nothing personal at all. It's nothing personal. It's just the fact that it's not a good fit at that point in time. You may be pitching yourself as a feng shui expert and they just interviewed a feng shui expert like the week before. So it has nothing to do with who you are. It just could be the fit, the timing, all the things. Now, I will tell you that every podcast host has his or her own criteria on who they want to be on the show. Now, you can go to a podcast and you might see a form that you fill out to be a potential guest. You would pitch yourself, and they may ask you your social media reach. They may ask you your email list size. They may ask you, will you be willing to share it on social media or on your email? Because they're wanting their podcast to grow and they want your help to grow their podcast. Now, I personally don't take that tactic. I am looking for people that are a good fit for Inspiration Rising that will help inspire you and help you help you see life and business from a fresh perspective. And I'm looking for people that have a unique story or someone who I haven't featured in over 200 episodes prior to this point. So, like, for instance, Earlier this week on episode 212 with Alex Gilbert, she's the CEO of Capable Consulting. She helps people that have learning disabilities and companies. She helps people that have learning disabilities manage their day-to-day workload and really maximize their greatness. But she also helps companies to become more inclusive of those who have learning disabilities. And I thought, ooh, that's unique. I haven't had that on the podcast before. That's a yes. Now, I'll tell you, she had just started her business. She was not, although she had a lot of background in this area, she didn't have a long track record in terms of being on a bunch of podcasts or, you know, having all these accolades. I didn't care because I knew that she would be able to share some amazing things with you and help you begin to think about what would it look like if you had a learning disability and how do you maximize your superpowers around that? Or how could you work with people in your own business that might have learning disabilities, right? So every single podcast host has a different way of looking at who they want to be on the show. Okay, now I want to begin our little chit-chat here, just us girls hanging out talking about podcasts, with three things that absolutely drive me nuts. Drive me nuts when I receive pitches from either a podcast PR agency or from a podcast pitching platform, which I'll talk about later, or from someone themselves. Now, I just said podcast pitching agency. If you're not familiar, you can hire an agency or a person to pitch you for anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 or $3,000, and they'll pitch you to, let's just say, 50 to 100 podcasts. Usually they don't guarantee the number of podcasts that you would be on. They just say, we're going to pitch you. Now, just this week, I was listening to a very well-known podcaster talk about tips to pitch yourself, and that got me thinking because I just disagreed with so many things she was saying. Yes, her podcast is way bigger than Inspiration Rising, and she's like this famous person, and I do respect her, but I disagree vehemently with strategies that she was teaching on how to get attention when you are pitching, and I'll tell you the reason why. Because I hate it when people do this. It drives me nuts. First thing that she said was, oh, be sure to like and comment and follow all of their social media accounts. Okay. Now, if you are genuinely wanting to follow my social media accounts, Inspo Rising on Instagram and J. David Trotter on Instagram, just if you want to follow me, you know what I'm saying? If you genuinely want to follow, be a part of the conversation, be a part of the great, do it. But if you are following, commenting, and liking the week before you pitch yourself just to get my attention, lame, lame, lame. I'm going to tell you, people go through and like maybe 10 posts right after they found the account, and then they pitch me to be on. No, it doesn't work because I just go, you're just doing that. You're just doing that. You don't genuinely like me. You don't genuinely want to hang out with me. You're just doing that to try to get on my show. Yeah, that's what you're doing. So if you want to follow a podcast, Instagram or Facebook account or the host, do it. Yes. Like, comment, all the things. But if you're commenting like, love this episode, so cool, you're such an amazing host, you're so hot and sexy and handsome. Okay, I've never had anybody do that, but you're welcome to. I'm just kidding. You're being fake. That's just a strategy, and I don't like it. Okay, that's number one. Number two things she said to do was leave a podcast review. I will have podcast pitch agencies email me with a screenshot of the review that they left on Apple Podcast. And they'll be like, hey, I loved your podcast so much, I left a review. By the way, I'd like to pitch Mary Jo Sam to be on your podcast. And you know what that makes me feel like? It makes me feel icky. It makes me feel gross. Why? Because podcast reviews are so powerful. I love receiving podcast reviews that are genuine. And if you want to leave a review, go ahead. But if you leave a review and tell me you left a review and even include a screenshot that you left a review, it makes me feel gross. I'm just going to tell you, it makes me feel gross. It's like you did something and now you want something in return. No, no, no. I just don't, I'm not going to go for it. It actually turns me off and makes me want to say no, even if your person is a good fit or if you were a good fit. If you want to leave a podcast review, go ahead and do it. But you don't need to tell me about it to try to get something in return. Whew, I'm getting fired up here. Number three, don't talk about a previous episode in your pitch email. Oh, all the people say, tell them in the first line, hi, so-and-so, I just love that you talked to Mary Jo Sam in episode 210 and how she said this and you said this and they said, it's fake. It's fake. It's trying to signal to me that you listen to the podcast when you don't listen to the podcast. I know that anybody who's pitching themselves to be on the podcast, they don't listen to Inspiration Rising. I know that because they listen to other podcasts. It's okay. It's absolutely okay that you don't listen to Inspiration Rising. Don't try to act like you do. And don't try to make it seem like, oh, you... Come on now. So if you're creating a pitch email and you're like on episode, it's like proving that you listen to it. You don't need to prove that when you're trying to pitch people. I'm just telling you, I personally think it's a turnoff. I'm going to tell you what to do in just a moment. All right. So I'm telling you up front, as a podcast host, if you're just liking, following, commenting on social media just to get my attention, meh. If you leave a podcast review and send me a screenshot because you're trying to say, look at what I did, yeah. And if you pitch in your pitch email or DM or whatever, and you try to comment on, you know, the latest podcast episode and how you listen to it and blah, it's fake. It's fake. And it does not make me feel good. It doesn't. Now, let me tell you about three things that have worked incredibly well for me and people that I have on Inspiration Rising. The first thing that has worked so well to get me on other podcasts is when I invite the person to be on my podcast. Yeah. Now, you have to have a podcast in order to do that, but I'm just telling you that if you have a podcast and you invite somebody to be on your podcast, oftentimes, if I interview them so well and we have so much fun, they will naturally say at the end, hey, would you like to be on my podcast? I don't even pitch myself. I rarely pitch myself. I mean, rarely will I pitch myself if I have had someone on my show and at the end, it's gone well. They'll just say, would you like to be on my podcast? And I'll say, yeah, if you'd like me to, I'd be happy to do that. It works very well. I don't even do it. I don't even invite them on because I necessarily want to be on their podcast. I'm just telling you it naturally happens. Ooh, I'm getting fired up about podcast pitching. My Lord. Number two, if you want to be on somebody's podcast, if you can ask a colleague, a friend to introduce you to that person. So if you have a friend of theirs, right? You know somebody who knows them. And it could even be somebody who's been a previous guest on their show. And if that person suggests you to be on my show, Inspiration Rising, I'm way more likely to listen because I've had a positive experience with you as a previous guest. Or if I know someone and I'm friends with them and they recommend somebody, I'm more likely to say yes because there's a relational connection. There's trust there. Now, you can also do this by asking a friend to suggest you to be on a show. So let's just say I want to be on, why do I keep saying Mary Jo Sam? That just sounds ridiculous. Sounds like I'm from the South, like I used to be from Kentucky. Mary Jo Sam, I want to be on her podcast. And I actually could ask a friend who listens to that podcast to suggest me to be on that show. Okay, and that feels very genuine to me. So those are some ways that have worked incredibly well for me. The third way that's worked incredibly well is to reach out to a podcast via a podcast matching platform. Now, I mentioned that earlier in this episode. The two podcast pitching platforms, say that fast, podcast pitching platforms, podcast matching platforms. The two that are my absolute favorite are matchmaker.fm and podmatch.com. podmatch.com. So I'm going to just tell you, when I signed up for Matchmaker FM, and I paid for the upgrade, it's not a lot, and I started getting emails, I thought, you know what, if my wife, she does not look through my emails, but if she ever walked by my computer and saw matchmaker.fm in the subject line or the, I literally told her, I go, hey, just so you know, I'm like signing up for matchmaker.fm. It's like a podcast matching thing. I'm like not on a matchmaking, you know, site, just looking. Okay. I actually had another friend say, she told her husband that too. She's like, I told my husband, like, I get it. It's a little bit of a weird name. Matchmaker.fm and podmatch.com. You can list yourself as a podcast guest, and then you can pitch yourself via their messaging platform. And I love getting pitches that way. And once again, I turned down about 9 out of 10. It's nothing personal. It's just, it doesn't feel like a good fit for whatever reason. Now, when you reach out, these people, these podcast hosts, they're on these platforms because they're looking for guests. And that's why I think it's a great way to pitch yourself. Now, you will find hundreds of podcasts that you could possibly appear on. The podcast of the top industry leading podcast in whatever sphere of niche you're in may not be listed on that particular podcast pitching platform because maybe they don't need guests. They're like so big, they've got people, you know, there's too much. Well, I find that I can have access to people on here that I would never have even known about. So I'm just telling you, matchmaker.fm and podmatch.com are two great ways to pitch yourself. And I would also suggest if you have a podcast, it's a great way to receive pitches as well. All right, so here's what I would suggest to go in your pitch message. This pitch message could be sent via one of these podcast messaging platforms. It could be sent via an email, or it could be even sent via an online form that this podcast has where you're submitting yourself as a potential guest. The first thing that you want to do is to be sure that you know what that podcast is all about. You don't want to be pitching yourself. If you're into like mommy life coaching and you're pitching yourself to a finance website just because you thought the host was, you know, cute. Okay, let's not. You wouldn't do that. You'd never do that, right? Okay, but you got to make sure that you're on target with whatever it is that you are wanting to suggest for that podcast. I get pitches all the time that are off target. Like, it's like, no, especially when men try to pitch themselves to be on this podcast. I'm like, I only host women guests. Yeah. And sometimes I will even reply back and say, this podcast only features female entrepreneurs, coaches, and leaders. Or I'll just say, thank you so much, but we're going to pass. I don't even get into it. But you need to make sure that you know what the podcast is all about so that you are a good fit. All right? That is number one. Do you fit the podcast? Number two, you need to focus on your uniqueness in the first couple of lines of your pitch. I want to know what's unique about you. So because of the fact that I have been a pastor in the past, I've been a filmmaker. I have owned my own six-figure marketing studio, and now I'm a business growth consultant. People are like, whoa, you've done a lot of unique things. I focus on that uniqueness right up front, okay? And I want to know what is unique about you and how could that be of interest to my podcast listeners? Share with me. Tell me something unique. Now, I will tell you, even if you tell me something unique that's not on target with who you, like what you are now, like maybe you're like the world record holder for the fastest underwater Rubik's Cube or something. If you told me that in the opening line, I would probably be interested in keeping reading more. Yeah, I'd want to keep reading because it caught my attention. So you've got to stand out in some way, because there are so many people that want to be on podcasts, so many pitches that people receive. Tell me how you stand out. Number two, Number three, share the interesting topics that show how you can bring value. So if you're pitching yourself, I want to know what you want to talk about and how that could bring value to my listeners. So what are those topics? Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to read you one of the worst podcast pitches I've ever received. I get some really bad ones. On matchmaker.fm, I literally will get somebody that will say, I would love to be considered as a guest on your podcast. And that's the entire message. Now I can click on their name and go to their bio and look at it, or, you know, kind of whatever their page is. I don't think they call it a bio on Matchmaker FM, whatever it is. They don't include anything about themselves. They just, I'd like to be considered. I'm like, I do my due diligence. I click through, I look at the bio, and then I send them a nice letter. Thank you so much for the opportunity, but we're going to pass. Okay. But I could not resist. I'm never snarky. I couldn't say never because I did it once, but I'm usually not snarky. I usually just kind of like thank them and move on. But this, I got a message from someone who there's no way that this person was messaging for themselves. They obviously hired a VA that was probably didn't have English as their first language. And it says, Dr. Harvey is a rebel, semicolon, a single mom, and extortionary entrepreneur. Extortionary, not extraordinary, extortionary. Like they're an entrepreneur who specializes in extortion, I guess. She is an educator and dentist, capital D dentist, to the stars. She is a business rock star, capital R, with an enormous amount to knowledge to share. Please get in touch. Okay, let me read that again. Dr. Harvey is a rebel, a single mom, and extortionary entrepreneur. She is an educator and dentist to the stars. She is a business rock star with an enormous amount to knowledge to share. Please get in touch. Good Lord. Woo. I mean, I get lots of pitches, but that was the worst one I've ever gotten. And I literally responded. I'm almost embarrassed to admit it, but I'm going to tell you, I said, this has to be one of the worst pitches we've ever received. I didn't hear back from him. I've never said that to someone, but I was just like, oh my gosh, if you're going to use a virtual assistant or a podcast pitching agency to get the word out there about who you are, you better write or approve whatever is being sent. Poor Dr. Harvey, she did not read that, I guarantee you, before that was sent. She just had somebody start out there pitching for her. And this person just, she called her an extortionary entrepreneur. You've got to read ahead of time. Now, if somebody pitches me, I'm writing the pitch. Or if they're an expert, I'm getting them to edit it and make it even better. But if you've got somebody else, like a virtual assistant pitching you, you better write it. I'm telling you, you better not be sending something out like that because that's embarrassing. All right. So you got to share interesting topics that show how you can bring value to that audience. All right. And number four, I highly encourage you to include more information about yourself via a PDF or a link to a media page, something that will give you, you know, your full bio, including a beautiful headshot, something that shows you in a positive light, right? Don't include a selfie, something that's professional. You can get a professional headshot taken from somebody for $50, probably off Craigslist in the United States or some other, you know, place wherever you live in the world. But I want to see your face. And it's not because I'm judging you based on like how attractive you are. It's because I want to feel connected to you. And when I look at someone's face, I feel connected to them. And if you are just pitching yourself with no image, the person can't look in your eyes and feel you and sense you and like want to connect with you. So, number one, be sure to know what the podcast is all about. Number two, focus on your uniqueness right from the beginning. Number three, share interesting topics that show how you can bring value to their audience. And number four, include more information about yourself via PDF or a link to a media page. That includes a photo of you. All right. Hey, I got a little fired up on this episode. This was fun. I got to do more of these. But I love pitching myself. I love receiving pitches. And I love having a podcast and being on podcasts. It's just a fun way to network with people, share your message, get connected with so many other people. So I'd encourage you, if you are a soul-inspired coach or entrepreneur or somebody who's just ready to share your message with the world, now's the time. No, there's no time better than now. You can get started. All right, take these tips. By the way, if you want to create a media page, that kind of PDF with all the information about yourself, we have great templates inside Rise Up Creatives. If you go to riseupcreatives.com/free trial, you can get a 7-day free trial, and we have media kits inside of there. that are just these beautiful templates where you can add your photo and put all your information in, and then you can send that PDF in your pitch email. All right, hey, love you guys, and I'm excited to see you appear on podcast episodes based on what you've learned from today's conversation. All right, have a great afternoon, morning, evening. I don't know when you're listening to this. You rock. I think you're the best. I believe in you. Keep going. Let's do this. Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor, share it with a friend. Take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.